Lesson 10b, page 84, exercise 1. Listen and read the web page. Compare Middleton Secondary School with your school.
Recycling in your school. Tell us about it. Hello, my name's Tom Richardson. I go to Middleton Secondary School. I want to tell you about the recycling project in my school. It hasn't been easy. A year ago, our class decided to be an eco class. We decided to recycle as much as possible in our classroom. Other kids liked the idea and more classes became eco classes. After a few months, the whole school decided to be an eco school. It was fantastic. For a while, we were recycling all our paper and a lot of our plastic. I was really happy. Unfortunately, since then, things have not been going so well. Now, the recycling bins are empty. The rubbish bins are full and we aren't recycling any of our rubbish. It's very disappointing. 2 weeks ago, the students had a meeting with the teachers about the situation. We think there are three problems. Firstly, students think recycling is too complicated. Secondly, students aren't really interested in recycling. Thirdly, students aren't responsible enough to look after their environment. They're too lazy to use the recycling bins. After meeting with the teachers, I phoned the recycling centre to ask for some ideas. They suggested lots of ways to encourage recycling. We're going to put out lots more recycling bins to make recycling easy. We're going to put pictures of the rubbish you can recycle on each bin. For example, the bin for plastic will have a picture of plastic bottles on it, and so on. We're going to hide the ordinary rubbish bins to stop people using them. We're going to have a competition to find ways of recycling other materials. Each class has to find a use in the classroom for materials like paint, old CDs and wood. Those materials aren't collected for recycling, but we can still use them again. For example, the students can make an artwork with paint and old CDs, or they can make shelves from the wood. There'll be prizes for the best ideas. I think these ideas are really going to improve the amount of recycling in the school. Next year, we hope to be the greenest school in the country.